Okay. Yudalad Amud Aleph, last line. Here we go. Zok Nehelig Gemara. B'shonei de Rabbi Yehuda, in the years of Rabbi Yehuda, B'shonei de Rabbi Yehuda, during the years of Rabbi Yehuda, Messiah, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Havat Sa'ara. There was some distress. It wasn't rain, but it was some other distress. Gozar Tlasis Reita Anios. He decreed 13 fasts upon the people, upon the Tzibur. Okay? Velo Iani, and they were not answered. So there was some sort of distress. They had 13 fast days, and they were not answered. Sovar lamigzar tfei. So he thought to establish, more fast days, more than 13. Amrli Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Yami said to him, "Hare Amru." Didn't they say? Didn't the rabbi say, "Ein matrichet es hatzibur yoser midai"? You shouldn't be matriach. You shouldn't trouble the tzibur too much, right? So 13 fast days is already a lot. You know, don't overdo it. Don't overdo it for the people. Amr Rabbi Abba, bereid de Rabbi Chia bar Abba. So Rabbi Abba, the son of Rabbi Chia bar Abba, said, Rabbi Ami de Avad, legarmehu de Avad. Rabbi Ami, the fact that he protested about these additional fast days, he did it legarme, which means for himself. He did it for himself. It was selfish. He wasn't saying that. It's not really that the Rabbanon said you can't do more. Right? It was really for himself because he didn't want to fast more. Okay? Elahachi Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So rather, what is it? What did Rabbi Chia bar Abba say the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Lo shanu ela legishamim. So this, the fact that we don't overdo it, we don't want to overdo it for the tzibur, that's only by rain. When it comes to rain, there we don't do more than 13 fast days. But it's not even to not overdo it for the tzibur. Why do we not do more than 13 fast days? Why? So there the idea is because once you get to 13, it's already past the rainy season. So you don't do more than 13, because once you get to 13, it's already past the rainy season. You're not going to fast anymore. Aval ashar minei puranios, but for other types of bad events, for other types of distressing events that you want to fast for, misanin v'holchin, ad shi'anu min hashamayim. You continue fasting until you're answered. I say, don't just stop fasting after 13. Good. Zakti Gemara Vaiter, a proof to this. Tani nami hachim. We have a brisa that says the same. Kisha amru shalosh. When they said that you fast three times, remember, right, the fast days for rain, three and seven. So when they said the three and when they said the seven, lo amru ela legishamim, they only said that for rain. That's the 13, that's for rain. But for other types of trouble, for other types of distress, you continue fasting until you're answered. There's no limit. Right? The limit is only for rain because the season, the rainy season, is limited. This is a big kash on Rabbi Ami, right? This Bryce is a bomb kash on Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami thought, 13 fast, don't do any more. But you see clearly that's not true. Right? That's only for rain. So it's a bomb kash on Rabbi Ami. Omar loch Rabbi Ami Tanoihi. Rabbi Ami will answer you. No, Rabbi Ami has an answer to this. Rabbi Ami says, it's a Tanoi, it's a machlokas Tanoi. Why? Detanya, because we have another Bryce that teaches us, Ein gozrin yosem mishlosh shvetani yosel tzibur. You can't establish, you can't decree more than 13 fast days on the tzibur. Why? Nothing to do with rain. Because you don't want to be matrich the tzibur too much. You don't want to overdo it. You overburden the people. Divrei Rabbi, that's the opinion of Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Lomin Hashem Huze. He says, no, that's not the reason why we don't decree more than 13 fast days. What's the reason? The reason why we don't decree more than 13 fast days is because the time of the Revia, remember the Revia was the early rain, right? The Revia Rishon, Revia Shnia, so we're talking about the early rain. The time for the early rain has passed already. So already it's not going to be so effective if the time has passed. So basically this says the season's over. It's a rain issue. It's not a fasting issue. But you see, says Rabbi Ami, you see it's a machlokas tanaim, so I'm not so crazy. It's a machlokas tanaim, and I was siding with the opinion of Rabbi. Okay. Zog de Gemara Viter, new Inyan. Shalchule b'nei Ninveh l'Rebbe. So the people of Ninveh sent the following Shaila to Rebbe. Kegon anan. What about us? Da'afilu b'tkuvas tamuz bo'inan mitra. We need rain even in the summer. Meaning for us, the rainy season is in the summer. We know that the seasons differ depending on your location. So the people in Ninveh, their rainy season continued into the summer. So they say, what about us? Heichi navid. How should we proceed when it comes to davening, when it comes to saying anenu, or I'm sorry, not saying anenu, but when it comes to, actually I'm not sure if this is referring to anenu, or it's referring to just stam davening for rain. I think it's stam davening for rain. I think it's stam davening for rain. Okay? So what should we do? Ki yechidim daminan? Okay, rabim dominan. Are we like yechidim, or are we like rabim? Are we like the individuals, or are we like the tzibur? What does that mean? They continue. Ki yechidim dominan ubishomei atfila. So do we say we're like the yechidim, and therefore we should ask for rain in shomei atfila, just like any yachid who has a request, he asks for it in shomei atfila. Okay, rabim dominan ubibirkas hashanim. Or are we like a rabbin, and therefore we should continue asking for rain in Birkas Hashanim, in Baruch Aleinu, through the summer? Seems that everybody stops asking for rain. You stop at St. Talmud Matar by Pesach time. We all stop Pesach time. But the B'nai Minveh are asking Rebbe, maybe we should continue through the summer, because our rainy season continues through the summer. Sholach Lehu, so he responded to them, Ki Yechidim Damisu V'Shomei Atfilah. He says, you guys are like Yechidim. Right, and therefore you should ask for rain in Shomei Atfilah. You don't ask in Baruch Aleinu. Baruch Aleinu, we always stop. St. Talmud Matar, everybody stops Pesach time. Why? Because we go after Eretz Yisrael. If you live in a place where your personal rainy season is different, that's fine. So you ask for it in Shomei Tefillah. But Baruch Aleinu goes after Eretz Yisrael. It asks the Gemara Kasha, Meisive, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai. When is it that we say, we're talking about the Seder Tarnios, Rashi says, right? All these fast days that we fast for rain. Emosai, Bizman Shashonim Kitiknon, V'Yisrael Shruyin Al Admosa. We only do this when the years are proper, okay? And Rashi explains, what does that mean? That means that we harvest in Nisan and we plant in Mar Cheshvan, okay? If that's the way we do it, we harvest in Nisan, plant in Mar Cheshvan, then we have the schedule of fasts that the Mishnah identifies. And when Yisrael is Shri Nalad Masa, meaning when we're in Eretz Yisrael. So we're talking about Eretz Yisrael when the harvest season is Nisan and the planting season is Mar Cheshvan. Ava Bizman Azeh, Hakol Lefi Ashanim, Hakol Lefi Amakomos, Hakol Lefi Azman. But he says nowadays, everything depends on the year, everything depends on the place, and everything depends on the time. Meaning there's no clear order. Right? The Mishnah was talking about Eretz Yisrael when the year proceeded as it did. Right? Cut the harvest was in Nisan and the planting in Mar Cheshvan. But if you live in a place where it's different, or you live in a time when things are different, then you would adjust those ta'anios to where you live. Okay? So this is a kasha on Rebbe. Why is this a kasha on Rebbe? Because Rebbe just responded to the B'nai Ninveh that you should not ask for rain in Baruch Aleinu just because you need it during the summer months. But why not? Right? It sounds like everything depends on the time and the place. If everything depends on the time and the place, then Ninveh, maybe they should ask in Baruch Aleinu through the summer. So the Gemara answers, Amar Le, Masnisa Ramis Aleid de Rebbe? Question mark. And the Gemara says, you're asking a kasha on Rebbe from a Braisa? Rebbe Tanahu Upalig. Rebbe was considered a Tana, right? Rebbe Huda Anasi, it's also Rebbe, it's the same person. Rebbe was a Tana, and he can argue with a Braisa. So good, you found the Braisa that says it depends on the time and the place. But that's not Rebbe's opinion. So you can't ask a kasha on Rebbe from that Braisa. Rebbe can form his own opinion. So the Gemara asks now, my have Allah, so what's the maskana? Right, what's the maskana? What was the conclusion in terms of when you daven, when the B'nai Ninveh should daven for rain? Rav Nachman Amar Bibirkas Hashanim, Rav Sheshet Amar Bishomei Atfilah. It's Machlokas Amoraim. If they should ask for it in Baruch Aleinu or in Shomei Atfilah, to Hilchas Amar Shomei Atfilah, we pass in Shomei Atfilah, because we pass in that the Shmona Esrei goes after Eretz Yisrael. So if Baruch Aleinu, if the Saint Talmud Matar stops at Pesach time, and if you live in a place where you're going to ask for rain later, that's fine. But ask it in Shomei Atfilah. Zok the Gemara Vayter. The next part of the Mishnah of the Gemara quotes. So if you remember, the Mishnah was saying here that on Monday they would open the stores. Remember, they would open the stores. They would open the doorways a little bit. They would open them towards evening. Why? So people could buy food to break the fast. But on Thursday they would open the whole day. Why? Because Thursday people are shopping for Shabbos already. So even though it was a fast day, but they would open the whole day. Okay. So let's see the Gemara. Asks the Gemara Iboilhu. The Gemara asks the following question: Heichi katoni. How do we learn? Bebeis matinim chashecha ubehei kol ayom nekavar haShabbos. Now the word matin means that they would open the door partially. They wouldn't, like, you know, normally the stores, the door's wide open, just walk in the door. So on a fast day, they would open the door like partially to show that, like, it's not just like open, you know, season for buying food. They would open the door partially. So is the pshat that on Monday they would open the door partially towards evening, and on Thursday they would open the door partially the whole day, meaning the matin, the opening the door partially, goes on both. Odilma, or perhaps, b'sheni matin u'b'chamishi poschin kol ayom kula. Or do we say that no, the opening the door partially, that's only for Monday. Right? Only for Monday, because Monday is a fast day. You're just buying food to break the fast. So you open the door partially towards evening. But Thursday, where people are shopping for Shabbos, number one, the door is open the whole day, and number two, it's wide open. Right? It's not just open a crack. It's wide open, the door. So that's the shaila. How do they open the door on Thursday? So the Gemara says, Toshma, come, let's have a raya. The Tanya, the Braisa, teaches us, B'sheni matinat ha'erev. On Monday, they would open the door a crack towards the evening. U'b'chamishi poschin kol hayom kulo. And on Thursday, they would open the door completely, the whole day. Why? B'nei kavod Shabbos. So you see very clearly that on Thursday, from this Braisa, Thursday, they would open the door the whole day because of kavod Shabbos. And it would be open the whole way. Hayulo shnei psachim. Let's say the store had two entrances. Right? Let's say there are two doors to go into a store. Poseach echad, v'noel echad. So they would open one and close the other. Right? Still, they wouldn't have both of them closed. Both of them open, I'm sorry. They would open one and close the other. Okay? I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is a question, what this is going on. Is this going on Mondays or going on Thursdays? I think it's a question exactly how to understand this. And then the Gemara continues, Hayalo itzdeba, Keneged Pischo, let's say that there was a bench in front of the door. Okay, in front of the door. So there's something like blocking the doorway. So then, Poseach Kidarkov Eino Choshesh. So then, Rashi says that means that even on Monday, you can open the door the whole way. Right? You only open it a crack if it's open straight to the Rishus HaRavim. But if there's something blocking the doorway anyway, so then you can open the door the whole way. Because anyways, there's a bench there that's blocking it. So people are going to recognize that it's not just open season to buy food. Okay? Good. Zog de Gemara Vayter. The next part of the Mishnah said, Ovru Elu V'lo Nanu, that if even these fast days passed and they were not answered, meaning even if the seven fast days passed and they were not answered, Mematan B'masa Umatan, they decrease their business, they stop doing so much business, Ubebinyan Ubenetia, they stop building and they stop planting. Says the Gemara, Tana quotes a Braisa, Ubebinyan Binyan Shel Simcha, Netia Shel Simcha. When we say that you should not build and that you should not plant, it means building of simcha, planting of simcha. But if there's something that's essential, like let's say the wall of my house fell down and I need to repair it, that's fine. Right? We're talking about building of simcha, you know, extra building. You know, when you talk about planting, you know, you're landscaping, you're doing something fancy. Right? By the way, during the 9 days also, this is the halacha. During the 9 days, you're not supposed to build, you're not supposed to plant. It's only things of simcha. So if you're doing a repair that's necessary in your home, that's okay. If you're doing regular maintenance on your lawn, they're coming to mow your grass, right? Then that's not called planting. Right? Planting is if you're doing like fancy landscaping that you shouldn't do during the 9 days. Right? That you shouldn't do during this time. Asks the Gemara, "Ezehu binyan shel simcha? What is the binyan shel simcha? Zehabona beis chasnus libno. It's if you build like a wedding hall. You're building a wedding hall or a wedding tent for your son. So that's a binyan shel simcha. Some of Farshim say that that if you have no other place for your son to get married." So then that's an essential building. That's not building binyan shel simcha. But let's say there are plenty of places where you can get married. You want your own spitzy place, right? You're a wealthy guy. You want to build like a whole new wedding hall just for your son to get married. So that's a binyan shel simcha. Okay? Ezehu netiyah shel simcha. What's netiyah shel simcha? Zehanoteah avaranki shel malachim. Okay, there was a certain tree. It's called the tree of the malachim. Avaranki means tree. So it was a tree of the malachim. Rashi explains two different pshatim. So Rashi says that if a prince was born to the king, they would plant a tree in the prince's honor when he was born. And then when the prince would take over, when he would become king, that tree was already grown. They would chop down the tree and they would build his throne from that tree. Right? There was like a choppy thing that they used to do for the princes. Cute, right? That's what they used to do. That's one pshat in Rashi. The other pshat in Rashi is that the kings used to plant a lot of trees that would provide a great deal of shade, and they would walk like in their gardens, and they would walk in the gardens under the shade of these trees. So either it's either one of those types of trees, that's called a netiyah shel simcha. And by the way, obviously not only the kings used to do this, other people used to copy them, and that's why we're talking to everybody. We're not just talking to kings, we're talking to everybody that they can't plant these things during this time. Continues the Gemara, and quoting the next line in the Mishnah, Ubesheila Shalom, they also did not greet each other, right? They did not greet each other during this time. Tanu Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan Tanu Nebraisa, V'chaveirim, Ein She'ila Shalom Beinehim. Chaveirim, in many contexts, in Braisos and Gemaras, refers to not to friends, but it refers to Tamidei Chachamim, right? People who are scholars, right? They're referred to as Chaveirim. So Tamidei Chachamim do not greet each other at all. There's no She'ila Shalom at all for Tamidei Chachamim during this time. Amei Ha'aretz Sheshoalin, but let's say you have an Amei Ha'aretz who doesn't know the Halacha. So he comes over to the Talmid Chacham and he says, "Oh, good morning. right? So what are you supposed to do? How do you respond? Says the Braisa, Machzirin lohem b'safa rafa, u'b'kovid rosh. You can respond to them, just do it with like a, you know, with like a, you know, soft speech and you know, a bowed head. Then you can respond. You don't want to embarrass the guy. The guy said good morning to you. You can say good morning, but don't say like, oh, good morning, how you doing, right? Just like, oh, good morning. Say it quietly, and that way you won't embarrass him, and you still respond, but you don't want to engage in Sheila Shavu. V'hein mis'atvin v'yoshvin ka'aveilim u'kim menudin, and the Talmidei Chachamim would wrap themselves up. They would like cover their heads and sit like aveilim, like mourners, and menudin. Menudin means those who are excommunicated, people in cherem. So they had the minhag that they used to cover their heads. They used to like put on a hood or wrap their heads. They would cover their heads as a sign of mourning. Like people who are nezufin. Nezufin means that they're like despised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, you feel like you're despised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you wrap your head. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on us and He provides us with what we need with rain. Okay? Continues the Gemara, new inyan, very interesting. Appears in other places also in Shas and Megillah, actually. Hopefully we'll see it in Megillah Chav Beis when we get there. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ein Adam Chashuv Rashad Li Pol Al Ponav, Ela Imke Na'anak Yoshua Ben Nun. Rabbi Elazar says that Adam Chashuv is not allowed to be Nofel Al Ponav, literally to fall on his face in prostration, in tefillah. He can't do that unless you know that you're going to be answered like Yehoshua Ben Nun. If you know you're going to be answered, then fine. But if you're not on that Madrega, then you should not do that. Why? So Rashi explains, because basically it's a bizayon. If you have an Adam Chashuv who like prostrates himself in a very public way, and then he's not answered, that's a big bizayon. Right? So daven quietly to yourself and you're not answered, that's not such a bizayon. You prostrate yourself in a very public way and you're not answered, that's a big bizayon. How do we know this? Shenamar, as the pasuk says, in Yehoshua, Vayomer Hashem Yehoshua, Kum Lach, Lama Zeh Atanofel Al Panecha. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yehoshua, get up, why are you falling on your face? So Yehoshua had the koach that if he fell on his face, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, if he prostrated himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would answer him. Hashem says, listen, I want you to get up, I don't want you to daven right now. So if you know that you're like Yehoshua, then you could do that. But if not, then Adam Chashuv should not do it. V'yomer Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says, Ein Adam Chashuv Rashai Lachgor Sak, Elohim Kinana Ki Yehoram Ben Achav. That an Adam Chashuv is not allowed to wear sackcloth as a sign of mourning or tefillah, unless he knows that he's going to be answered like Yehoram Ben Achav. What was the story of Yehoram Ben Achav? So it was a pretty terrible story, but basically there was a tremendous famine, and Rashi says that he was a Rasha, but basically there was a tremendous famine, and one woman complained to him that she made a pact with another woman that yesterday they ate her son, and today they're going to eat this woman's son, right? And she came to him and she said, yesterday we ate my son, and today the lady reneged, and we're not eating her son, and I'm starving, and you know what happened here? So she came to complain to Yehoram, and Yehoram recognized how terrible the famine was, and then he put on sackcloth, you know, as a sign of mourning to daven to Hashem that he should end this famine. So the pasuk says, Shenemar, Vayhi kishmo hamelech es divrei ha'isha. When the king Yehoram heard this woman, heard what she said, heard her complaint, Vayikra es begadav, he tore his clothing, Vehu over alachoma, and he passed over the wall, Vayar ha'am vihinei hasak al besar. And everybody sees him, he gets up on the wall, and the whole nation sees him, and he's wearing sackcloth. He ripped his clothing, he's wearing sackcloth as a sign of mourning for what this woman told him, the terrible news. So if you know that you're like that, if you're going to be answered, that's fine, but if not, then you should not wear sackcloth. Adam Chashuv should not wear sackcloth. Maskif lo, Rabbi Zeira asks the following kasha, v'itimi Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Ihava ksiv Yehoshua kidika amrit. He said, had the pasuk said Yehoshua, then I would say like you, right? Then I would say like you that Yehoshua was being nofel al panav. I'm sorry, I skipped. Sorry, hold on. I skipped like a bunch of lines. Sorry about that. I'm a Rabbi Lazar. Sorry about that. I skipped like four lines.
I looked around and like
no one else is noticing anything, huh? Kind of fishy. V'am Rabbi Elazar, lo akol b'kriya v'lo akol b'nefila. So Rabbi Elazar says, not everyone does nefila, not everyone does nefila sapayim, not everyone prostrates themselves, and not everyone tears their clothing. Moshe v'Aaron b'nefila, Yehoshua v'kalev b'kriya. Moshe and Aaron prostrated themselves, and Yehoshua and Kalev tore their clothing. And this was in the context of what? You remember where this was? Which context? By the miracle. Good. Moshe v'Aaron b'nefila d'chsi v'yipol Moshe v'Aaron al-pneya. And in response to the miraglim, some Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces, they prostrated themselves. Yehoshua v'kalev b'kriya, Yehoshua and Kalev did kriya d'chsi v'yipol, as the pasuk says, Yehoshua b'nun v'kalev b'nyifun and karu b'gdehen.
Yeshua and Kalev tore their clothing. Maskif lo Rabbi Zeira, now we're ready for the Maskif. Maskif lo Rabbi Zeira, v'yitem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, yihava ksiv Yehoshua kedika amrat. Had the Pasuk said Yehoshua, then you're right. Right? Then you're right. Hashta dichsiv v'yehoshua, but the fact that it says v'yehoshua with a vav, right? V'yehoshua b'nun v'kalev b'nifunu k'ar b'gdeim, it says v'yehoshua with a vav, vav ha-chibur, so it connects it to what came earlier. We see from there, ha-v'ha of it. We see that Yehoshua did not just tear his clothing, but he prostrated himself like Moshe and Aaron, and he tore his clothing. He did both. Ha-v'ha of it, he did both. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, lo akol b'kima v'lo akol b'yishtach havoya. Not everyone will get up, and not everyone will bow down. This is referring to la'asid lavo, right? When we have the ultimate geula, so the way that they're going to come out to greet Klal Yisrael. So not everyone's going to come out bekima, not everyone's going to come out standing, and not everyone's going to come out bowing down. Melachim bekima v'sarim b'yishtach havoya. The kings are going to come out standing, and the sarim and the noblemen will come out bowing down at the time of the ultimate geula. Melachim bekima, the kings are going to come out standing. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Kamar Hashem, as the pasuk Hashem says, Goel Yisrael Kedosha, the Redeemer of Yisrael, the Holy One, Livzo Nefesh Lemisoev Goel Eved Moshlim, right, which is all a reference. Rashi says it's all a reference to Klal Yisrael, who right now, when they're in Golus, are bezuyim, they're degraded and they're disgusting. They're disgusting in the eyes of the nations, and they're considered like servants to the nations. Melachim Yiru Vekamu. The Melachim will see the Geula, and they're going to get up. They're going to stand up in honor of the Geula. The Sarim b'yishtach havoya, but the Sarim, the noblemen, the princes, they're going to bow down. As the Pasuk says, Sarim b'yishtach havoya. The Pasuk says that the noblemen will bow down. Maskif lo Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yitamer, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, very similar kasha as to the one we had before. I have a ksiv v'sarim yishtach havoya kideka amrit. Had it said Visarim with a Vav, so it's actually just the opposite question. Had it said Visarim with a Vav, so then you would be right. Then it would be like you said. Hashto dichsiv Sarim v'yishtachavu. The Vav comes before v'yishtachavu, not before Sarim. So you see Havaha of it. Right? The fact that it says v'yishtachavu, the Vav comes before yishtachavu, so you see Havaha of it, then they do both. That the Sarim are going to come out standing up, and then they're going to bow down. The kings just come out standing up. The Sarim are going to come out standing up, and then they're going to bow down. Zok the Gemara Vayta, we're closing in over here on the ending. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afani Omer, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I also say, Lo HaKola Ora V'lo HaKola Simcha. Not everyone is going to experience the light, like the spiritual light, and not everyone is going to experience the Simcha. Tzadikim La Ora. The Tzadikim are going to experience the spiritual light at the time of the Geula. V'sharim La Simcha. But those who are Yisharim, those who are straight, those who are honest, they're going to experience the Simcha. Tzadikim la'ora dechsev, as the Pasuk says, or zarua la tzadik. So you see that the light is sown, is planted for the tzadik. When the tzadik, at the time of the Geula, he's going to experience that special spiritual light. V'liyisharim simcha dechsev, v'liyishrei lev simcha. And the yishrei lev, those who are straight-hearted, so those people are going to experience the ultimate simcha. Hadron Allah may aim us. We finished the first parak. Gevaldik.